You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of this show. And I'm Tim Wildman with Ray. Ed's with me on Monday, Wednesday. Ray on Tuesday and Thursday. Ray Pritchard is with me. Now, you want to introduce our next guest?
You know, we're living the day, Tim, when there are so many questions being asked about the Christian faith. We just talked about the whole abortion pro-life issue, but that's just one. There's so many questions that are being answered. Jeremiah Johnston is the founder and director of the Christian Thinkers Society. He's put together a book. It's a one-word title book simply called Unanswered, and the subtitle is Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. Well, it sounds like a topic we need to talk about. Jeremiah, welcome to Today's Issues.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tim. Great to be with you, gents.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, and introduce us to Unanswered.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. You know, I have dedicated my life to answering the unanswered questions within our faith, and I have this unique privilege from the Lord to live at the intersection of the scholarly and popular world. And my passion, the reason that God has put me in this sweet spot, is to equip Christians to have a thinking faith. A lot of people forget Matthew 22:37, when Jesus was asked, what's the great commandment? You gents know this, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. We can love the Lord with all our mind. And I was just listening to you all off air. I'm amazed in the conferences that we've done at Christian Thinker Society how silent pastors have become to these issues. And you know, one of our greatest challenges is to get pastors activated and integrated, speaking about the issues that are happening in culture today. And I'm blessed, Ray and Tim, to have a wonderful education. I'm thankful for that. Went to Oxford. I'm a biblical scholar. But I'm also blessed that I've worked in the local church with my wife for 12 years, teaching pastor. And I now have the privilege to be a professor here at Houston Baptist University, where I'm talking to you all from. And we began to notice at Christian Thinker Society at our events that people had all kinds of questions about the faith. As Lee Strobel rightly says in the foreword to my book, his path to atheism was paved with unanswered questions. But guess what? Just because he became a follower of Jesus didn't mean the questions stopped. They were just different. And I'm one of those unique guys that most people, when they speak, encourage the audience to turn off their cell phones. Well, I actually asked the audience, began doing this 6 years ago, to keep their cell phones on. I wanted them to interact with me the entire time. And so if you can imagine this, while I'm speaking at our events, there's a scroll behind me and people are seeing all of the comments and questions coming in from the live audience. Through that, I've received over 4,000 questions from Christians and churches of all denominations. And so some of these kept bubbling up to the top, and we began to aggregate those into the most frequently asked questions. And we picked out six of the top questions that we said were trending in the church, because it didn't matter where I was, what city, I was always being asked these six questions. And that's what gave rise to this book. And I'm also so thankful that Lifeway partnered with us, and we've produced a Bible study that integrates with the book and a whole DVD series.
So tell us the six areas or the six key questions your book talks about.
Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, there are six questions. People are always shocked. They even say, wow, when they hear the number one question that I've been asked relates to suicide and mental disorders within the church. I have received thousands of questions related to suicide and mental health. Of course, we have this epidemic now of pastors who are even completing suicide. Another question that we tackle is this apparent silence from God. So we have God on mute. You know, how do I respond to God's apparent silence in my life? Perhaps God's apparent hiddenness. Some people feel like God has unfollowed them. And then I have a whole section called Bible-ish Christianity, because that really describes the church today. Unfortunately, we have the smartest Christians of all time in our pews, and yet they are the most biblically illiterate. And guys, I was at a church growth conference a couple of years ago, and I'm not making this up, and if I said the name of the pastor, you would immediately recognize it. I went there because I respected his ministry in that city. And he stood up with 4,000 people in the room and said, I don't preach the Bible verse by verse because that's boring. I have to tell you, I got up and walked out. I was shocked. And I realized that we're living in a time that is Bible-ish. We know enough to be dangerous. And so I discuss that phenomenon. What is the Bible? Where did it come from? What's the message of the Bible? That's another part. And then the whole questions about paranormal activity, vampires, zombies. There's this zombie frenzy in our culture, if you will. And then, of course, problems related to adversity, the problem of pain, becoming Job, why me-centric Christianity. really what you were saying just a few moments ago in the last segment, doesn't mix, how we face adversity in our Christian life and then how to transcend that. And then, of course, finally, my specialty is the resurrection of Jesus. And so we have a whole section called Body of Proof, Evidence for the Bodily Resurrection of Jesus.
Wow, there's a lot in there. And by the way, folks, we recommend this book because it's a tremendous resource, Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. Okay, Jeremiah, before yesterday, I wouldn't have jumped in, but I want to ask you about the paranormal.
Yeah.
In the last 24 hours, Hillary Clinton, you know, somebody asked her about Area 51 and the paranormal and all of that. And so, wow, what does the Bible have to say?
The paranormal, the new normal, it's become this in our society. And guys, again, I'm a gospel scholar, and so I'm kind of fascinated by this because we're living in a time that's very similar to Jesus' day when there was a paranormal fascination. I, in fact, talk about this in our section on resurrection. Jews in Palestine, first century, believed in ghosts. And so it would have been much more palatable for them to say Jesus was a ghostly apparition rather than a physical resurrection. And I look at our time now, the day and age in which we live, and the paranormal, we have to understand, is the new normal. My dad wrote a book about Satanism in 1990, and have you noticed that we never hear that term Satanism anymore? We have this much more acceptable, kind of trendy, cute term called paranormal. And a lot of people forget, and I want to make sure our viewers remember what Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:13. Scripture assures us that demonic activity will increase as we approach Christ's second coming. And we see evidence of that throughout our world today. Tragedies, shootings, terrorist attacks. I just wrote a book about ISIS. I think so much of that is demonically motivated. But the paranormal is this massive industry, Tim. I mean, we have television series, we have movie franchises, best-selling novels, haunted houses, ghost hunters. And here's the sad fact about it in my research, because I have so many questions. Do ghosts exist? I mean, 25% of Americans believe in extraterrestrials. 71% of Americans have had a personal experience with paranormal. David Kinneman at Barna just did a study that over 30% of our youth in churches, and I'm talking about evangelical churches, recently said that they've heard nothing in their local churches that would help them combat a supposed paranormal experience. And so the paranormal, though, it preaches a false gospel. I mean, I have a lot of fun with this on the DVD. Did you guys know that there are actually ordained psychics? They claim to be ordained pastors, over 300 of them in the United States. And of course, they never use their real names. They will not give refunds for bad advice. But such things exist. And you all have, I'm sure, stood across from a couple who have lost a loved one, perhaps a mother or father who's lost a child. They would do anything to contact that child in death. And so it preys on the weakness of the human disposition. And of course, as Paul said, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. It is a false gospel. And sadly, many Christians are buying into that. And that's why Jesus, we need to look at Jesus, because he's the only one who can give us true freedom and lasting peace.
We're talking to Jeremiah Johnston. He's our guest today. The book he's written is called Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, our guest. And I'm Tim with Ray. We thank you for listening to our program. You're right. Both you and Jeremiah have noticed that in popular culture, there's an enormous, and I don't know how much Christians are into it, talking about the paranormal. Now, I confess, I've watched a couple of those TV shows where they're in the haunted house, but they never come up with anything. It's just, they had the little thing go off, the little meter go off,
mm-hmm.
and they come back from the commercial, and, you know, it was a rat or something running through the house. Anyway, I'm just saying that those shows are popular, evidently, because there's a lot of that stuff out there, a lot of paranormal interest. Why do you think it's just, Jeremiah, it's just people are curious about spiritual things, but maybe they don't want to take a hard look at the Bible, because then you have, you know, you hear a lot of people in our culture say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go, what does that mean? What do you mean? why are you against being religious? And number two, why are you, what does that mean? What do you think people mean, most people, when they say I'm spiritual but not religious?
Well, you asked really a two-part question. I mean, what is the fascination? Okay. The paranormal preaches a false gospel that they can somehow unlock the purpose for your life, give you advice on a difficult decision, and then those of you who have lost loved ones too, we can help you contact that loved one even in death. I mean, I was driving here in Houston the other day by a psychic shop, and it said, first two questions free, you know, a real deal there. I'm just amazed at the false... first two questions free.
For psychic reading at Christmas? I've never seen that in a stocking.
And here's the deal, though. We laugh. And you know what, though? When we experience great grief and loss, we would do anything.
People will do that, yeah.
They will. And they often say things that, you know, they should have said before someone died. So that's one aspect. It preaches a false gospel. It will help you give you advice, wisdom in life. It preaches a gospel that there is no accountability. It's the same gospel that we heard in Genesis 3 that is false. You know, why do you need God, etc.? And so why do people look at, people are searching. If you're listening today and you don't know Christ, you have a spiritual imprint in your heart. You are made in the image of God from the moment that you were conceived. And God has put a longing for you in his heart. And it's so in your heart, a longing for God that only God can fill. And that's exactly what we saw. Remember when Jesus came preaching in the first century, he preached, I mean, inseparably linked with the gospel was the preaching of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven in Matthew's gospel. And with that, he was invading Satan's kingdom, and two things happened. Miracles occurred and demons were exorcised. So I agree with you, Tim. There's so much chicanery. As we said, and as I always say when I speak on this, if you have any kind of paranormal paraphernalia, you need to get rid of it. You need to get it out of your house. Don't give it a second thought. But there is there is a spiritual realm. And when you do encounter demonic activity, we need to understand the authority we have in Jesus Christ. We need to stay away from it. And we need to move forward in total unison and lockstep with Jesus Christ.
What is the name of your book, and where can people get it?
It's Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. It's available at Lifeway stores everywhere. It's available on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
And you cover a lot of issues. We've just talked about a few of them. You address a lot of them in this book. You know, I think to expand on what you're talking about there in answer to my question, why do so many Americans in particular, you'll watch them, celebrities, they'll appear on the shows and they'll say, you know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. And that's a very popular, almost cliche expression that a lot of people use today. And I think what the attraction there is, and maybe this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, but the attraction is that I can somehow be my own God. In other words, I just sort of make my own beliefs up. If I subscribe to a particular creed or doctrine or theology, like Christianity, for example, then guess what? I'm going to be required to do things because God has a standard and a moral code. And so, but if I don't subscribe to those things, I don't believe in those things, I can just live like I want to, but I can just pray to that, that cosmic Santa Claus up there somewhere. That you know what I'm saying? People don't want to be. The human nature is, I don't want to be told what to do.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us that God tells us what to do. Right.
That's exactly right. I mean, 1 John 4:1, and we need to be discerning as believers. We need to be discerning when we encounter these false promises that people are buying into. I mean, I think of 1 John 4:1. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they are from God, because what did the apostle say? Many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Jeremiah, as we're coming to the end of the interview, would you say something to us about the whole issue of suicide and mental illness? It's fascinating that that's been the number one topic. What's the one thing and thinking about this that Christians need to know?
Well, thank you so much for asking me that. And it's what we're doing right now. We need to break the silence about mental illness in the church. Authentic Christians can commit suicide. Authentic Christians can suffer from depression. And so we need to break the silence about the invisible illnesses in our church. And it's exactly what we're doing, discussing it on this program. The first funeral I ever officiated was a 43-year-old woman in my church. She was there every single week, but she struggled with chronic depression, and unfortunately, in a chronic binge of depression, she took her own life. She broke all of the stereotypes. And most people don't realize that more Americans die from suicide than from war, cancer, and HIV/AIDS combined. And I so appreciate the ministry of Rick and Kay Warren and others who've brought these subjects into sharper focus, of course, with the loss of their son, Matthew. But we also have this epidemic, unfortunately, of pastors who are completing suicide. As I was finishing the edits of my book, a pastor here in Houston, well-known 30-plus-year pastor, took his own life right down the road from where I was finishing the book. Absolutely tragic. What people don't realize is 25% of our listeners right now are personally struggling with mental illness. It affects everyone. 48% of people will at some point in their life have a personal struggle with mental illness. And so there's a number of things that we need to do, but the first and foremost thing is we need to break the silence. We need to remove the stigma that's sometimes associated with that. And we need to learn how to speak intelligently on these issues. And so more than just discussing the problem, we give you several steps. First, to maintain mental health, but also how to talk to a friend, a family member, a son or daughter who's struggling with mental illness or exhibiting what we call suicidal ideation.
Let me ask a follow-up, if I could. What do you say to a well-meaning Christian who says, if someone is a true Christian, they would never commit suicide? How do we even begin to deal with that?
Well, first, I completely understand the question, number one. But number two, I would take them by the hand through the hall of Scripture, and I would point out all the points in the Bible where men and women of God who were walking with the Lord, not in sin, who experienced amazing depression. I would first take them to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul says, "I don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction I was facing." Literally, he says, I had, in verse 8 and 9, I had the sentence of death within myself. I did not want to go on living. And so we see suicidal ideation. We see chronic depression in the Bible and some of the mountain peak passages. So I would first just really tell them first, you know, that's a misnomer. It's false. Authentic Christians can struggle, but they don't need to stay there. God can remove that. It is a mental illness is a physical disorder of the brain, just like we have you can have high cholesterol. And so there are steps to come out of that, both biblically, spiritually, and physically. And so that's what we really explain, because this is the most prominent question. And then I would encourage pastors who are, you know, Lifeway did a study recently, guys, that 27% of pastors are right now struggling with chronic depression. It's something we've got to talk about. It's something I'm going to write more about. It's the reason we have a Bible study discussing it. And we need to learn to ask some key questions. And I give the key questions in the book Unanswers to have an intelligent discussion about these things. Speaking intelligently about suicide will not cause a suicide. In fact, will prevent one.
Well, we've been talking to Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, Johnston, author of the book Unanswered, Lasting Truth for Trending Questions. A lot of questions out there in the church among Christians that they want answers to, and we've just talked about a few of those here the last few minutes. Jeremiah, thanks for being our guest. We wish you the best, and talk to you again sometime soon.
Tim and Ray, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate so much your strong voice for the Lord.